proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Over the years, I have had the privilege to speak at several churches across the United States concerning the need for Jewish missions and the ministry of IBJM. I am encouraged by many who have expressed a heart for Israel and the Jewish people. Many have told me that they pray regularly for their Jewish neighbors and seek to reach them with the gospel, and this thrills my heart. But for others, this may be the first time that they hear a challenge concerning the need for Jewish missions. Perhaps they have not thought about it much, or nor has this concept been taught to them in the church. Unfortunately, I have also encountered Christians who do not believe that we should reach out to the Jewish people. The dangerous doctrine of replacement theology proposes that the church has replaced Israel. Therefore, the Jews do not have hope to be a part of God's plan for the ages. Such teaching has created obstacles for evangelism, which is the responsibility of the local church. Even so, I praise the Lord for opportunities to connect with local churches and other believers concerning the importance of Jewish missions. One church in particular has been a good friend to our family and ministry. After preaching during the morning service, a young man came to me and thanked us for coming. He then asked an honest question. He said, "I know the Jews are mentioned in the Bible, but why should we care for them?" Perhaps you have wondered about this as well. I appreciate his sincerity, and so I wanted to give him an honest answer. In order to help understand the answer, it is important to look at the source of truth, the Bible. We begin with the first book of the Bible, Genesis. Here we find God calling Abraham to leave his country and family to go to a land where he would show them. God greatly blessed Abraham by giving him a great land, a great name, and a great family. This family would become known as the Jewish people. Further, God promised Abraham that he would deal with those who dealt with his family. In the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 3, it reads, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Indeed, we as Christians have been blessed by Abraham's family, as God has used them to give to the world two great gifts of eternal value, the Word of God, and the God of the Word, the Messiah. For that, we should truly be grateful. Every Christian should take notice of the way they interact with the Jewish people. We should always strive to be a blessing to the Jewish people. And the greatest way we can bless them is to share the gospel of the Messiah with them. To purposely withhold the gospel from the Jewish people is indeed to lay a curse on them. The next thing I shared with this young man was God's plan for the spread of the gospel. The Apostle Paul gave this foundation when he wrote Romans 1:16. Here it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." This is simply not a historical marker in church history. This was a pattern for Paul himself as he traveled. Whenever he came to a certain city, he always went to the synagogue first, going to the Jewish people. Then, after this, the doors were opened to him with the Gentiles. Later on in the book of Romans, he shared his heart for his people, the Jewish people, in Romans 9:11. Here he cried, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." Even though he suffered much at the hand of the Jewish leaders, he prayed for their salvation, believing that one day all Israel would be saved. God would not forget his own and would leave him a remnant. Even so, we are challenged to have the heart of Paul, to pray and intercede for the Jewish people. They need to know the truth of Jesus as Messiah. I then brought this new friend back to the Old Testament and read to him Psalm 122, verse 6. Here it says, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem." Praying for the peace of Jerusalem is much more than praying for the physical peace between Israel and her neighbors. This, I believe, is a prayer for the Messiah Jesus, the Prince of Peace, to come to rule and reign in the hearts of Jew and Gentile, or Jew and Arab, and in this, God's peace will fill the earth. Therefore, we must make Jewish missions a priority today. As we finished this conversation, the young man was appreciative. He had a better understanding of what God wanted him to do concerning prayer and evangelism. May you also be challenged to care for the souls of the Jewish people. And with that, let's be reminded, as we mentioned a moment ago, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May this be your heart's desire. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.